I will tell the history of Prohibition, which I was completely shocked at stuff I found. I didn't know it had been a constitutional amendment, you know. So I'll share that sort of stuff. And then I think I have three pieces of paper full of Marshalltown stuff.
Ooh, okay. Hopefully we're not naming any historic names.
Well, nothing that I recognize, but who knows?
Yeah, you never know. We got some pretty legacy families in this community. Who knows? We all have bootleggers in our background, don't we, Linda?
We really do. And, you know, again, people are shocked to even think about this. Grandfather or whoever might have done this. But yeah, I mean, they had to do it to support their families. The farmers did. And that's really why a lot of them got into it, just to be able to pay the bills, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Templeton Rye started.
Right.
And now look at it. I mean, it's insanely popular and sought after all over the world.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. So you are, once again, I want to remind folks, April 7th at 5:30 at our public library, Prohibition in Eastern Iowa with Linda McCann. Anything else we need to know about your program and your visit?
Well, I will have copies of the Prohibition book plus all my other books available for purchase.
Okay, so if you want Linda to autograph it.
That'll be the time to get it and think ahead for presents maybe and Mother's Day or Father's Day. The guys really like this book.
Yeah, I bet it's quite popular.
I want to add that I would think anybody, any student from middle school up would get something from this and, you know, learn. I very much welcome students because, again, this is where they're going to learn it. They're not learning it in school anymore.
Linda, thank you again. Appreciate you, as always.
Well, I appreciate you too, Kyle. So thanks for calling.